From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A gunman opened fire late Sunday during a country music concert in the major western resort city of Las Vegas, Nevada, killing at least 20 people, wounding more than 100 before being killed by police. This witness described what he heard during the sold-out Route 91 Harvest Festival.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going. And then Chase and Aldine left the stage, and then everybody started fleeing. And we started fleeing. We had to hop a gate to get out. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Police described the gunman as being a local Las Vegas man who acted alone and not believed to be connected to any militant group. A motive is not yet known. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona to celebrate, including Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people, despite what he called state aggression, a reference to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia have won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a declaration of independence within 48 hours. But Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carlos Castell of the Atlantic Council said he expects the declaration to be made soon.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not.
The ballot has no legal standing. It has been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. This is VOA News. A Fatah delegation is in Gaza Monday, including the Palestinian Authority prime minister, in the latest bid to reconcile with Hamas. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbag, who watches the Middle East closely, said unity has remained elusive for the past decade.
Many ordinary people in Gaza, according to various media reports, remain skeptical. But I do think the Middle East in general has gone through such remarkable changes in the last 6 or 7 years, and even more in the short term from that I think there really is a possibility that this one could work.
However, he acknowledges there are a number of obstacles, including the future of the Hamas army and relations with Israel. Two women, one from Vietnam, the other from Indonesia, Monday pleaded not guilty as their trial into the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother got underway in Kuala Lumpur. Indonesia's ambassador to Malaysia, Rudzi Kirana, is watching the legal proceedings closely.
As the ambassador of Indonesia, we have to support our citizen regarding what the law in Malaysia. We have to respect and let the court process how it should be. But again, we have to stand by to our citizen.
They were arrested after allegedly killing Kim Jong-nam by rubbing a toxic nerve agent in his face in February at the city's airport. A quarterly survey by the Bank of Japan showed business confidence at its strongest level in a decade. The good news for the world's third biggest economy comes as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a snap election this month in a bid to extend his rule. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello Sunday said the number of residents of the Caribbean island in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. He also said the number of U.S. personnel on the ground involved in cleanup operations is on the rise.
The DOD has increased their presence from 4,600 36 hours ago to about 6,400. So as you can see, there is increased capability.
But almost a week and a half after the powerful Category 5 storm devastated the U.S. territory, about half the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water, while most are still without power. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari insisted he would not allow secessionist movements to dismember his country. The West African nation faces breakaway efforts in the southeast region, formerly known as Biafra, in the Niger Delta, and by the Boko Haram insurgency. A 38-year-old Ontario provincial lawmaker and practicing Sikh, Jagmeet Singh, was elected Sunday to head the new left-leaning New Democratic Party, the first non-white politician to head a Canadian party with national aspirations. The NDP currently has 44 of Parliament's 338 seats. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.